At Arizona State University, we offer a wide variety of degree programs online to match all kinds of interests and career aspirations. Programs that are taught by the same notable faculty who teach on campus and designed using innovative technology to improve learning outcomes and equip you for post-graduation success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates indicated they were promoted at work or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Find your program at asuonline.asu.edu.
Good morning, lads. How are you, Jaron Owen?
You start the day with a good energy.
Good morning, Jaron Owen. How are we doing, lads?
Yeah, good.
Off the ball, breakfast.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
There's no f***ing filler.
Off the ball. GAA.
How do you mark someone like O'Donnell?
Well, it's hard with so many cameras around now.
Off the ball. GAA.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
It's 8:55 now. I'm delighted to say we're joined by Crystal Palace's newly promoted Hayley Nolan. It's Kildare Athletes Show today. Hayley, how are you? Good morning to you.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no, we're delighted. You've had a really interesting career to get to the point where you're going to be a WSL player next season. So how does that feel at the moment that you're actually looking forward to something as exciting as that?
Yeah, no, like you touched on, like playing the WSL is an amazing opportunity. I'm really looking forward to it. It's been something that I've been kind of working towards for the last 3 or 4 years, playing in the championship. So, yeah, no, I'm really excited. And it's one of the best leagues in the world. So, yeah, I can't wait to get started.
Your pathway takes you from Piemont to the States to the First Division to the WSL. It's a real story of resilience.
Yeah, no, definitely. I don't think my career has been straight and narrow, but I don't think anyone else, no one's career really is. You know, without the downs, you can't really enjoy the ups. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster, but I wouldn't really change it.
Can you take us back to, so where did you grow up?
So I was born in Baldoyle in Dublin, but raised in Johnstown in Kildare for the majority of my life. So that's where I started off at Piemont United, which is only like 15, 20 minutes away from me. The first girls club that I kind of joined. And then from there, you know, Piemont's probably one of the best women's teams in the country. And I was, you know, had some great coaches there, some great players I've played alongside. And then obviously I went to the States when I was 18.
How does that come about? Because I think this is one of those career paths that, you know, into the future could be very open for a lot of Irish kids who are maybe not quite ready to go straight from an Irish full-time setup to an English full-time setup, particularly as the competition intensifies. But a couple of years in America might be a great staging post for a lot of Irish players.
You know, I'm a huge advocate for going to the States. I love my time there. I was there for 5 years, and it kind of gives you a bit of both. Like, you get to be a professional athlete, you get to train, you get S&C every single day, but then you also get your degree on top of that. It kind of came about because I went away with an Irish team to Dallas Cup. And when I was there, a lot of coaches kind of came up to me and approached me and asked me if I wanted to, you know, to have I ever thought about studying abroad or studying in the US. And at that time, I obviously didn't. I only just knew playing football at Piemont, playing football in Ireland. And, you know, once they spoke to me, I remember saying to my mom and dad, I was like, well, that's something I really, really want to do, because I wanted to get my education, but I also wanted to continue playing football. So it kind of gave me the ability to do both.
So you were kind of headhunted of sorts.
In a way, like, I obviously went away with a good few like of my friends on a kind of team that was kind of made together by Dan Byrne in Dublin. And we kind of went there and just coaches kind of came and watched. It was mainly US teams playing. We were probably one of the only like Irish teams that were there. And a lot of coaches were kind of just standing there just like watching and scouting, I suppose. Yeah. And they just came up to me. And at the time, obviously, I had no idea what it was, but obviously spurred an interest. And once I spoke to them, it was like, that's what I'm going to do. And when I was 18, I got the opportunity to do that.
Why did it end up being Hartford?
I went over with my parents to have a look at a couple of colleges, and I met with John Natal, who's the head coach there at Hartford, and the assistant coach was Ciara Crinion, who's actually from Rathcoole in Dublin. So that kind of helped with my decision-making. But no, speaking with both of them, I think the philosophy and the way that the college was run and the way that they wanted their team to be run, it kind of just suited me down to the ground. And obviously having Ciara there, she's also played at Piemont United, so it was kind of a no-brainer.
Did you go over as a midfielder?
I did. I went over as a holding mid, yeah. Where I spent, I think, the majority of my college career, I spent playing midfield. I played a couple of times centre-back, only when there was injuries or, you know, that kind of sub-suspensions, which I didn't mind playing. But then when I came over to London and I was at London City, I played my first year as a professional as a midfielder. And I had a sit down with my coach at the time, Mel Phillips, and we kind of just decided that I think centre back was probably more suited to me and my style of play.
Why so?
I just think I'm a ball playing centre back. That's what I want to do. I think they wanted to get me on the ball as much as possible at London City. And I think that they thought if I played centre back, I'd get more on the ball, be more involved. I just think it suits my skill level.
It's interesting because quite often the transition happens from the other way around, that a ball playing centre back is brought out of defence and into midfield, going the other direction. That's definitely a novel approach from the coaches.
Yeah, no, it was, but it's something that I wasn't like opposed to. I think, like I touched on, I played centre back a couple of times when I needed to and when the coaches asked me to. And, you know, once I moved into that position at London City, I played my first year as a centre back and I won Player of the Year. So I'd have to say that Mel was quite correct in her decision. It kind of worked out, you know, for me.
And has that been the role with Palace for the last little while?
Yeah, so I signed with Palace in the summer as a centre back, and I've played every single game there in that position, and you know, we got promoted. So again, I think it's worked out so far.
Because that leads to a very interesting situation now when you get promoted to the WSL in terms of how a team is going to play. And I'd assume if anything's going to change, a ball playing centre back, do you need to be more conservative at a higher level? Does anything need to change, or are Crystal Palace going to stick to their guns at the top tier?
Oh no, yeah, definitely. I think you have to change your game plan depending on who you're playing against. You can't be naive going into the best division in the league, you know, against the Chelsea's, Arsenal's. We played Chelsea a couple of months ago and, you know, we did play five at the back. I think we played a 5-4-1. We had a really good game against them. I think we only lost 1-0, conceding in the 78th minute. So, you know, you have to like pick and choose your moments and when you can play and when you can, you have to be a bit more defensive. And I think Palace know, you know, we know what we're going to be doing in the WSL. We know when we have to kind of close up shop and when we can kind of play out.
In terms of getting your game now even to a higher level and preparing for life in the WSL, what can you do?
I think for me, and I think I've spoken to a couple of the players, you know, there's a few of us that have been dying to play in the WSL for years and have been really like putting a lot of hard work and determination into getting there. And I think over the summer, there's a lot of us that are going to be sticking around in London that we know that we need to improve our game and get better, get stronger, get fitter, because we're going to be playing against the best teams in the world, the best players in the world. And so you have to put the kind of hard graft in off season to kind of be ready for when the season starts in September, which is a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, when you say hard graft, is that like, so physically, strength and conditioning, all that kind of stuff, but in terms of like tactical and mental preparation, how do you get ready for what's coming?
I think I definitely have to take a break. The season doesn't start till September, so that's about 3.5-4 months until we get going again, which is a long time to be away from a football pitch for any player. But I think for me, it's about taking much needed break now, but also coming back in and sitting down and having those hard conversations with my coaches on areas that you need to improve on, things that you can get better at. And I think that's what we're going to be doing in the off season, because I think for us, Crystal Palace is a huge club. We want to do well. We don't want to be an up and down club. We want to, you know, once we get into the WSL, we want to stay there, we want to maintain and we want to improve and climb up the ladder.
You talk to people involved in the men's game, and there's definitely a cliche, and probably because it's true, that central defenders don't really mature until 27, 28, 29 when they have a deep understanding of the game and the ebb and flow of a match and all of the dark arts when it comes to marking. Do you feel that's something that is also going to happen for you as somebody who is quite a late convert in your career to the position?
Yeah, I think so. Like I've spent the last two and a half years playing as a centre back in the Championship. I think it's been a great learning curve for me. I really enjoyed it. Obviously, stepping up to the WSL is going to be an even bigger step up. But like you touched on, like I am 27. I'm technically coming into my prime. So hopefully that kind of helps me when I move into the higher level.
And then in terms of conversations with the Ireland setup and being around the fringes of the team for the World Cup, being in the WSL, I guess, pushes your case for selection and puts you front and centre week in, week out?
Yeah, hopefully so. Like you touched on, like I've been a fringe player. I don't think my international career has gone the way that I probably would have liked it to. But at the end of the day, all I can control is how I'm playing at my club. And if I'm doing well, hopefully that guarantees or helps me get selected and hopefully playing in the top division. And I get a knock on the door and hopefully I can get back into the squad. That's all I can do.
And would you seek out opinions from the people involved at management of the squad, from Eileen Gleeson or Emma Byrne or anybody who's working on the squad at the moment, and go, well, what do I need to do to make sure that I'm not just in your thoughts for the extended squad, but for the match day and for the team?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think I have great communication with Alan Gleeson, and you know, it's good to have feedback in areas that you can improve on, because at the end of the day, we're all footballers and you can always improve. And I think that I do have those conversations with Eileen, and that's something that I can work on over the summer and push on. And if I do well in the WSL, then hopefully that opens that door for me.
I'm sure you're having conversations with the likes of Izzy and Abby as well in the Palace setup about what their experiences have been and under Eileen Gleeson over the last few months.
Yeah, no, I think the girls have absolutely loved it. I know that they came in January. They're great. You know, they're a bundle of energy, but they're fantastic footballers, really talented footballers. And I think they've really helped us push on and push it over the line in the last couple of months. And I think all three of us are relishing the chance to, obviously, Izzy to get back into the WSL, but for myself and Abby to kind of get our opportunity. And I think the three of us are really looking forward to it.
What have the celebrations been like?
As you can hear in my voice, I think they've been a bit hard over the weekend. I haven't got my voice back yet, but I think it was well worth it. There was, like I said, there's been a lot of hard work over the last year to get to where we are, and I think all of us deserve to kind of enjoy that moment, because you know, they don't come around too often.
Was that partying all weekend? Is it literally an opening shot case just like that?
It was a little bit. Well, after the game on the Sunday, it wasn't really the weekend, but it was a Sunday night thing. Yeah.
Very good. These are like unbelievably special moments as well. Like, I mean, I'm sure at the start of the season, this was very much the objective. Does it kind of add to the joy a little bit that you could almost visualise this at the start of the season, that this was very much your target, and there's just that added satisfaction that you've just achieved those goals as opposed to being completely out of the blue?
If I'm being completely honest with you, like for myself, I was at London City the last couple of years, and every year we spoke about winning the league, and it was something that we really like pushed and spoke about every day. I came to Palace, and no word of a lie, we didn't really like speak about that at the beginning of the year. It was only in the last five games. Before the last five games, our coaches kind of came into the room, and obviously at that time we were sitting, I think, second or third, but I think we had a game in hand, and it would have put us top, basically, if we'd won that. And going into those last five games, like, they kind of addressed the elephant in the room, because no one really spoke about it. No one really said, well, we're here to win the league. Obviously, there was whispers between each other, between staff members, but before those five games, I remember Laura coming in and kind of addressing it, and like, we got four wins from five, and the last one was a draw. So I think she needed to address it. You know, it puts pressure on us, but pressure is a privilege, and I think we all relish that, and thank God we did, because I've been chasing this dream of winning the championship for a couple of years now, so I'm delighted to say that, you know, we've won it this year.
What's Selhurst like to play in?
Unbelievable. Great stadium. The fans on Sunday were unbelievable. We had about, I think it was about 7,000 at the stadium. You know, but it's nice. It's a real home field club, which I love. Big community-based club. And you can kind of sense that from the fans. They're diehard Crystal Palace fans. And, you know, it's great to be able to play there.
It does feel like Palace has been a club that's given a good bit of support to the women's team down through the years. Obviously, it's needed to go up to a different level over the last number of years. But even like 10 years ago, I remember Bill Nye coming out in support of the women's team as like an honorary president of the football club in general, and showing his face and putting his reputation behind the team and his face and all that. So it does seem like it has treated the women's team relatively well compared to some of the other big Premier League teams.
Here, look, I've only been here for the last year, and it's been absolutely amazing, and I've loved it. Everyone's been great, but I know that there's been players and there's been staff members that have been here for the last 4, 5, 6 years that have put in so much work, and I know there's so many staff members that have left now, but they kind of put the foundations down for us to do what we're doing this year. It's not just about the team and the staff in this year. Like, absolutely, we've put that work in, but there's been so much work going into the scenes behind, like, for the last couple of years. And I think all of us have to be really grateful to all those people as well to kind of help us, who helped us get here to the WSL.
Who are you looking forward to coming up against most in the WSL next season? Which of the world-class strikers that are going to be playing on your shoulder and running past you?
We played Chelsea a couple of months ago, and at the time it was Ramirez playing up tops. Sam Kerr is obviously injured, but I think for myself, like, I'm excited to play Sam Kerr, I think, when we go and play Chelsea. So that'll be a fun experience for sure.
And have you any plans for the summer? It's as you say, it's a long month off. Is it travel? Is it lying on a beach and getting rest and recuperation in?
I have a couple of holidays booked just to have some you know, time off and to relax and just to enjoy the off season in the month of May, and then hopefully after that I feel a bit refreshed, get going again, and get after this WSL season that's coming up.
One last thing, you did play for Kildare at minor level, was it? So you're dual sports.
Yeah, big Kildare girl. My family, we all played Gaa growing up, and I actually loved Gaelic football so much. I was really sad when I had to give it up. But when I went to the States, you know, obviously I had to make that decision, especially when I was going on with the international football. But yeah, no, I played for Kildare at minor level and I absolutely loved it, yeah.
Did you find it benefited you in terms of the physical exchanges, or was it actually just totally separate?
No, I think it helped hugely. I've always said that. I remember growing up and people were saying, oh, you have to pick one. You can't keep doing it. And I remember, obviously, I was at 18, 17, I was with the minor team and I was obviously playing for Ireland under 19s level. People were saying, you can't push yourself too much. And, you know, maybe they were right. Maybe they weren't right. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it helped my fitness levels. I think Gaelic football is insane for that. And, like, I think it helped me tremendously. And, you know, I loved playing it. And I wish I could play both now, but you can't. So,
Hayley, we'll let you rest your voice. Well-deserved. Congratulations on a great season. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Hayley Nolan there celebrating a title win with Crystal Palace and a WSL player as of next season.
Good morning, lads. How are you, Jerry and Owen?
To start the day with a good energy.
Good morning, Jerry and Owen. How are we doing, lads?
Yeah, good.
Off the ball, breakfast.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
There's no f***ing filler.